WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling. In the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Xbox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters. Everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over. I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
That Infinity Sword, I will rule the universe!
All right, squaddies, time to hero up!
I think the producer's drunk again. Hello and welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I don't know what to think anymore. I'm just confused and my brain hurts. Regardless, I'm here. I am Omega, be all, end all, about ended myself. Joining me is Mace.
Mace confused.
Superhero squad, Mace.
I got that.
Why?
Okay,
either you or me got drunk and gave him that playlist.
No. I can tell you exactly who gave him the idea. Not that I'm going to say on the air, and Rock's not going to admit it on the air, but he'll admit it later in the week. Yeah. Last week, it was like 19 whatever, like 80s, 70s, 60s.
Not even 80s, like, it's like late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, it was all those weird, like, random weird TV shows. Now I'm quite sure we're going to have random cartoons, which is going to make you and I scream at some point because they're going to hit something that you and I have both watched that has fried our brains like an egg on a friggin' pan. Yeah.
He's also chancing hitting something that's just going to make me want to go listen to that song.
Oh, good Lord. I got a feeling I know what the last commercial break's gonna be. It's gonna have to do with some sort of place with a big money bin and guys that dive
No.
It's gonna happen, you know this.
Well, it is now.
He can't help but torture us, cause he's a prick like that. Speaking of pricks, we got somebody else on the line with us tonight, don't we?
Oh yeah, by the way, Tim Stein is here too.
Such a great intro.
How long have we been doing this? I'm all out.
I think the three of us in particular together as a group, what about nearly 4 years?
Yeah, and I have seniority now.
Yeah.
Which is hard to get from Tim, but whatever.
Very true. Mind you, speaking of Tim, and considering that he's not going to speak up, so we're going to keep making fun of him. Did you happen to see the little piece of Canadian All Pro Wrestling that was actually on Canadian television recently that was posted up on our Facebook page?
Actually, no.
I had not gotten
the chance.
You should go watch it. I reckon if we paint Tim's face yellow put a purple hood over him, he looks exactly like Skeletor. I swear to God, I didn't think the evil dead zombies were actually real until I saw Tim.
Wow.
Either he's having some real trouble tonight, or we're just getting away with everything. So anyway, welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As you can see, we love fucking around our intros.
What intro?
Yeah, good point.
It's just us fucking around for the first few minutes, because after this we have to be on topic.
Topics, bah. We could always like kill some time by talking about the thing that you've been watching that's been destroying.
No, that's been killing enough things lately.
But why? You know, it's one of the greatest comedians of our time. Sorry, I can't say that with a straight face.
What the fuck do you even have that thought?
I suppose considering that Tim's machine's probably broken again, let's do the whole on-topic thing as much as you and I hate it.
Forget it.
Oh, great, his shit fucking works.
Fear not, fair citizens. Captain Witcher will save the day.
That whatever you say, Skeletor.
Read the fucking chat, bitch.
Blow me.
Not my job. Lindsay's not here right now. Anyway, welcome to another edition of WTR.
It's only in my contract.
Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm just going to keep talking all over you because, God damn it, you guys deserve it. You think that just because my mic was muted that I couldn't hear what you were saying? Doesn't work that way. I picked up on it. You're all in trouble. Detention. After the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And kind of like interesting that you would, imply that I'm a prick because after what happened this weekend, yeah, I kind of am.
Did a certain somebody leave the company?
I will discuss it with you gentlemen off the air.
In other words, yes.
Ooh, fine.
ignore publicly. Okay, we'll talk about it off the air and I'll let you know what's going on.
Yep. All good. Hey, at least I was nice enough to give your little wrestling fed a sort of a plug while insulting you at the same time.
I don't look like Skeletor.
I have blue hair
and I wear glasses.
So you can always take the glasses off and we still paint your face yellow.
Well, at least I don't look like a bowling ball sitting on top of a beach ball.
Why are we bringing up Steven Stiles? Come on, let's get on with the show.
And my internet decided to crap out. Why are we bringing up who? Don't even talk to me about Steven Stiles, if that's who you said. He's mad at me.
Yeah. I like that he knows you compared someone to a beach ball, and that's his first thought, and he's right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, I'll admit that I've got the show going on the laptop just in case something like that happens so I hear what you jackasses are saying when my internet craps out on the other computer.
Yes,
I'm just saying. It's just, you know.
Once again, we're almost, 20 minutes into the show. Not that we've actually been on the air for 20 minutes.
No. 20 minutes but into the air time.
But as much as I love this bullshit, let's get into the real bullshit, which is, like, the news bullshit.
Oh, here it goes. No, Omega, this is the part where we have to stay on topic.
Well, there's only so much, like, delaying Omega and I can do while we wait for you.
Yeah. Here it comes, just totally deflecting everything. Anyway, fine, let's talk about Triple H and Brock Lesnar's round three. This time it's going to be in a cage. Yay. Just saying.
Six-sided cage? Is it going to be in the eight side? Is it going to be in the octagon? If not, I don't care.
It's going to be in a cage. That's it. It's a cage match between Triple H and Brock Lesnar. They're going to be locked in a cage. It's not Hell in the Cell. It's nothing like that. It's just a cage match.
At this point, to be interesting, it'd have to be a Nicolas Cage match.
Bada bing, bada boom. That joke would have been awesome 15 years ago. Nicolas Cage match. Since when was he relevant? Oh, yeah, 15 years ago.
He's doing Ghost Rider. He's working out.
like I said,
kinda
relevant 15 years ago. Best Nicolas Cage movie ever was Valley Girl.
Bullshit. Face Off.
Face Off was good, but did you not see Valley Girl?
Nicolas, yes, I have seen Valley Girl.
Okay, he has the ultimate line in that movie. They attack the car, save the radio.
I don't care. Nicolas Cage playing an absolute psychopath just seems made for him.
Well, it's kind of, okay, Face Off was really good. I mean, John Travolta and Nicolas Cage did really well playing each other.
Yeah.
They did a good job. Nick Cage better than John Travolta, but yeah, it was still good.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And there's gotta be some kind of a really bad joke there somewhere about Nicolas Cage being on John Travolta's face.
Yeah, let's not go there.
But let's ignore that.
I'm sure some Scientologists will sue us if we go into that.
Fuck Scientology.
3, 2, 1. The guys are going to be surrounding your house about now. They'll take you for re-education.
Yeah, it's...
No, no.
It's just a... for you now. Oh, shit.
It's just a... Mm-hmm. We're...
Okay, is it just me or is he breaking up in a bad way?
Yeah, suddenly we've got Robo Omega.
Uh-oh. You know what that means, right? The Scientologists have found us.
It's time for his net to crap out. Okay, back to Triple H and Brock Lesnar, because seriously, that just really bad turn, Tim.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to get political on that or anything else like that.
Round three in a cage, no good.
No.
To be honest, like, I know it's meant to be because they're 1-1 after WrestleMania, and, you know, wrestling logic dictates that they're supposed to be a rubber match.
Yep.
I'm not really wanting it.
How many people are? Really? Seriously?
All the diehard Triple H and Brock Lesnar fans, then yeah, they probably want it, but personally, I'm not a fan. They could leave this off for quite a while and then, you know, bring it back probably closer to SummerSlam when they're going to need a big storyline to bring the buys. Anything in between there is just going to seem like, we just got to do it to fulfill a contract.
Mm-hmm. It's really, I don't know. I'm not interested in seeing it at all.
Me neither.
Yeah,
what about you, Omega? Triple H, Brock Lesnar, 3 in a cage. Any interest?
Oh, this is happening?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
That's what we're leading to anyway.
No. None. I gained nothing from their first two meetings. I have nothing to gain from a third.
Well, it's quite interesting considering now all three of us agree that we really don't give a flying rat's ass about this. Could be fucking WWE! Giving the people what they want!
Reruns!
So there's your reaction to Triple H Brock Lesnar. Have fun, I'll go and do the dishes during that match or something, I don't know.
God.
Yeah. But could this be the match we have all been waiting for between these two? I say no, fuck it.
We've already had a no holds barred match at WrestleMania and we've also had matches where they break each other's arms and Triple H gets injured anyway. Putting him in a cage isn't really going to make much of a difference. Mm. All they've done is gone from, you can do anything anywhere in the arena to, we're going to confine you to inside these four walls.
Yeah, there you go. You know, the only thing that would make me watch this match is if it was for Paul Heyman taking over WWE, and I would be like cheering for Brock Lesnar in that case.
Yeah, but after the fact that not only have they now gone back... Well, wait, no. Did Triple H win at WrestleMania? I can't.
Yes, Triple H won at WrestleMania.
Okay, so he's still at...
Right, it's such a memorable event, you know.
Oh, no shit! That's really going to speak volumes about how memorable this event was. I can't even remember a damn thing about it 2 weeks after the fact. So Triple H can still fight, which is why we're having this. Meh. Even if they did add the whole thing of Paul Heyman gets to take over as COO or whatever the Triple H's job title is, I still don't get any real interest for it. Like, yeah, at the time, I'll be cheering for Brock to win so Heyman can get the job and we might have somebody better than, you know, Bricky as like, the guys who are running Raw. But other than that, I don't see any real reason to invest anything into it.
Yawn.
There's been no holds barred between these two. Careers have been on the line between these two. Cage match seems like a step down.
There's no stipulation for this match, or at least nothing announced.
No.
Boring.
Nothing on the line. There's nothing at risk. This is just the rubber match.
Boring. Time to move on.
Pretty much.
Yeah, speaking about moving on, next topic of the debate and discussion, seeing as I think we basically beat this one to death. CM Punk's taking some time off. How do you feel he handled it with his in-ring talking on the mic thing Monday?
I honestly got the feeling a lot of the rumors about him are in that promo where he's just mentally and physically exhausted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it just felt like he's done for now. Who knows when he'll be back? Type feeling.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's pretty much that you can tell now that there's a big burnout on CM Punk just by the way that promo was handled. Or there's some issues with the creative guys backstage, or this. All that type of stuff, because yeah, the guy has earned his time off. We said this last week that the guy has earned as much time away from the ring as he needs. You know, there's reports coming out that he's got 4 different injuries to his knees at the moment. So the guy has worked his ass off, despite what a lot of the IWC negative Nellies have been saying that he doesn't draw shit.
Well, that's bullshit to begin with right there, that he doesn't draw shit. But let's face the facts that he has been the WWE workhorse for the entire 2012 year. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that. And he deserves time off.
At least on the main event scene anyway.
You know? Yeah.
And I mean, ever since the Summer of Punk, he's been carrying that show on his shoulders, because I guarantee it sure as hell hasn't been about John Cena.
And I think he carried it brilliantly, and he has earned a few weeks in the sun in Acapulco if that's where he wants to go. But the in-ring promo did its job extremely effectively, I think, in making you all believe, realize, understand, figure out, or think he really is burned right out, and he didn't climb that mountain at WrestleMania and become 20-1 and become the one in 20-1. And he doesn't know what he's going to do now, because he said he was going to do it, but he didn't quite do it. I don't. And walk away. And just, it was brilliant. It got across all of the angst and everything. It's like you're saying, you actually see it. You believe that that's exactly how he's feeling right now, and I guess you could say it did the job.
Oh yeah, well and truly did the job for it. But you could tell with Punk that this is basically backstage coming into the forefront, and it also shows off the fact that they really had nothing planned for him after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect time for him to take off and go into whatever roadside hotel Lita stays at these days to service him.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And attend as many UFC fights as he likes as well, and get shown on camera and piss off other fighters. But it's good enough that now it's going to be, if they play up on it, it's like, we haven't heard from CM Punk in, say, 2 months' time. They bring this up again. They bring up how he left, and we haven't heard anything. They do little segments every now and again where they try to pressure Heyman into giving a statement, and he gives nothing. They can turn this into a really good comeback down the track when they need it most. Like, this has been extremely well played, and if people would take off the fucking, you know, we need everything now, now, now glasses that they love to wear with the IWC, they can turn around and see that this is going to be a good move for the company in the long run.
Well, as long as people don't realize that this is just a play on Shawn Michaels losing his smile and needing to take some time off because he lost his smile, let's face it, it's the exact same type of storyline, only this time it's a storyline and not somebody who was just too proud to actually do a job for the company and deciding he's going to take some time off because he doesn't want to lose the belt. As long as that's not, you know, discovered, I guess, is the best way of saying it, this could go a lot of places, like you were saying, Mace.
Use it as a way of giving someone else something to do. Like you know, give someone... Jeez, I'm trying to think now. Give someone, like, non-consequential, like Santino Marella or someone who can run a comedy bit, like a Where Is Punk type bit.
Santino Marella.
Yeah, I said Santino.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, just keep, you know, it gives someone else something to do. It gives you a comedy segment to kind of break things up on Raw, and it keeps Punk fresh in everyone's brain.
And it keeps Santino Marella employed, just because they can't find anything really good for him to do anymore.
Pretty much.
There you go. Bada bing. But when he does he come back baby-faced or recharged and ready to tell everybody where to go and he's the man again?
Honestly, don't bring him back as anything. Let him
Here
come out and let the crowd dictate what's going to happen.
Here it is. He's going to come back to a pop no matter what, and that's all there is to it. And right now, at this point in time in his career, at least with WWE, he's deserved the same kind of, I think he's deserving a similar type of pop that Chris Jericho gets when Chris Jericho comes back, whether he's a babyface or a heel. And, it's even better when people are cheering him and he's, not the good guy. He's the babyface and he gets in your face and you're just enjoying the hell out of him, trash talking you and your town and everything.
Well, I'd probably say if he comes back and he gets that big pop, have him turn around and go heel. The easiest, the one of the best things that guys can do is when they get their big comeback pop and it's the big, yeah, you're back, turn heel. And the crowd just hates it because it's like, we're giving you our love and admiration, yet you're shitting on us.
Just like what happened when Jericho came back and he didn't talk on the mic for 2 months. I know that absolutely pissed you off to no end, but that type of idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was funny it pissed you off to no end because that was perfect. Okay, I don't know what to say that to that, Omega. Mace, your opinion?
Beep boot bar 2D2.
There you go.
Sorry, Omega. I think you might need to reset your modem, dude.
Damn modem.
But, yeah.
No modemation at all.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So yeah, but as you were saying, bring him back and let him do his own thing. Don't worry about trying to make him a heel or a babyface. Let the crowd pop and let Punk be Punk.
Yeah, you basically let Punk do what he knows what to do. He's one of these guys with enough brains about the business that he can adapt himself to any style.
Yeah.
So if he comes out and he wants to be a face, he can do it. If he wants to come out and be heel, he can do it.
Okay,
just don't restrict him.
Yeah.
Say, okay, we're going to send you out there to do this. Do with it what you will, and we'll write from there.
Well, let's see if we still have the robot with us. What do you think, O?
Does it work?
Yes, it does.
We can hear you now.
For me, it depends on what I was trying to say before going R2-D2. It really depends for me on the landscape, whatever the WWE needs at the time.
Do you have a preference?
No, I don't really have a preference because I loved Punk in both roles. Yeah, you know, just as a blunt-in-your-face face, you know, something that the WWE desperately needed. Or, you know, just, you know, this, the heel character he's been playing, you know, for a little while now. He's been great at both roles. I mean, as long as he's back, as long as he's just being him, it's perfectly fine. I have no argument against either.
So yeah, enjoy your time off, Punk, and we'll see you when you get back. Do whatever the hell you want when you come back, or at least do it your own way.
Pretty much.
And I don't know, but I'm thinking that there's some girl in Utah doing some kind of squee type noise with the fact that Undertaker's teaming up with his, you know, half brother tomorrow night on Raw.
Hey, at least it's on TV and not on a house show. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. Undertaker's returning to the ring on Monday, teaming up with Kane and the goat face adopted child, Daniel Bryan, to take on the Shield. Is it the Shield they're taking on? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome.
And what happens? Tell me now. I won't be able to watch.
What happens? I don't know what happens, nor do I care what happens. I just want to watch it.
Because it ought to be good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of those rare occasions where you will sit there and go, you know what? Screw the backstage stuff that we know. Screw the knowledge that, you know, Tim and I possess, having been a part of the wrestling industry. This is one of those moments in time where you sit back and just want to watch it happen.
You come back, and if you're in the business, you just return to being a fan. And thank you for posting that, Rock, in the Skype chat. Ha! See? Told you!
Hopefully I won't sleep in and miss it.
Don't sleep in.
I slept in and missed, like, the first half of Raw.
Oh, wow.
Last week, yeah. Oh, dude, the daylight saving time changes really fucked with me.
Well, you know, you'll catch up eventually, right?
Yeah.
It took me a week and a half. The worst thing about daylight savings time is when it happens on a day that you got to get up that morning and go to work.
It happened the day before WrestleMania for me.
Oh God.
Yeah, so it's like I'm trying to work out all the times and everything that I need to be up to watch the pre-show and everything.
Yeah. Now, just so people might under because they might think that, like, you're talking about, you went to, like, North American style daylight savings time. You actually, you lost daylight savings and went back to standard time, didn't it?
Yeah, we went forward an hour. So okay. Yeah, technically we watched an hour, lost an hour, which was really weird for me because I was actually up when the time change happened.
Uh-huh.
So to be staring at your clock at 2:59 a.m. and then suddenly watch it go back to 2 a.m. confuses the shit out of you.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that you weren't, like, drunk or stoned to decide to jump out the window to see what would happen because you were thinking it was a movie Groundhog Day.
No, I was just playing World of Warcraft.
Okay, well, yeah, no difference.
Yeah.
There you go. So, are you happy Undertaker's coming back? Is this a smart thing to do? Give everybody a free Undertaker match? What kind of dumb question is that, anyway?
Pretty much.
Speaking of which, I have to take a very important phone call, guys. Carry on.
Yeah,
I'll be right back.
It's off.
I'll be right back.
yeah, whatever. Free Undertaker match, I'm not complaining. Are you complaining, Omega?
Yes. How dare he perform for our entertainment?
Really, what should he be doing? Dancing a jig?
Hey, I'd laugh.
True. Okay, but here's the ultimate question, though.
What?
Do we get... Because we know that they're going over. That's a given. But do we get the Undertaker going yes with the finger points?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Kane and Bryan do it and take a look at them going, you guys are fucking morons?
I kind of want to see him choke slam Daniel Bryan when he gets way too eager for a hug.
That would be funny. the treatment of Daniel Bryan after the match is going to be the most interesting thing to come out of the entire thing.
Well, no, here's the funny, here's the scenario I'm picturing in my head. Daniel, you know, Daniel Bryan from afar is calling for a hug. Taker's going, no. And he tries to just like kind of run and jump up to hug Taker. Caught by the neck, choke slam. Taker walks off, shaking his head. And Kane just kind of drags Bryan out of the ring and drags him back up the ramp.
I could see that happening too. It's,
but is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm back.
Are we really sure that they're going to go over? Because I mean, the Shield has faced some really, really top tier talent teams, and still gotten wins. Like I could see them getting over if they pin Bryan.
Okay, do you guys want to know the Booker's angle on this or not?
The Shield being undefeated is really making them look very strong and should not be broken so easily.
So, in other words, your answer is no. Don't tell me the Booker's point of view.
Pretty much.
Here it is. You don't let the Shield doesn't lose, but neither does the Brothers of Destruction with the Goat Boy. What you do is you basically make it a non-finish or a DQ or something.
So basically you'd end it on either a clusterfuck or a Donnybrook.
No, I would end it on the three of them beating down Daniel Bryan outside the ring after something's been done with Kane and Taker to temporarily take them out of action. And Daniel Bryan, and they're outside the ring and the ref counts them out. And they just keep beating him down, and then all of a sudden, you see what that does is it'll set up a rematch, and you can take that and parlay it into a big time match for the next pay per view. Thank you.
Except you're relying there on being a next pay per view for these guys. You got to remember, this is Taker, the guy who doesn't really a have to wrestle often, and mm-hmm. B doesn't wrestle often.
Yeah,
so we're lucky to be getting this Raw matchup.
Yeah, yep. He's really only working this Raw because they are low on star power right now. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe that thing we bitch about every week.
He's got a point. But yeah, it's one of those things of, I wouldn't, if anything, I'd probably go with what I said. You end it with them just beating the living crap out of each other, the ref can't control it, so he throws it out.
Yep.
That way you keep both teams strong.
Exactly. Now, you see where I'm coming from with that, Mace.
I'm just seeing a way to keep the Shield looking strong while going up against probably one of the most formidable trios that have been formed on a fly-by-night basis in quite a while. Because you got to think about it, you know, Taker and Kane are a formidable force on them by themselves just to... Hell, you could have had a 2-on-3 match, and this would still be like the most interesting thing we've seen in quite a while.
Well, when you throw Daniel
Bryan's in there to be the bump dummy, we know this.
Well, there
he's
you go.
He's going to be taking. He's going to be doing all these high flying volleyball, angry little volleyball things, and all these, you know, being bumped like a dummy for the majority of the match.
Well, yeah, I mean, like when you're throwing Daniel Bryan in a matchup. Teaming up with Taker and Kane, it's just, might as well just be Taker and Kane, don't you think? But you already answered that, so never mind.
Mind you, I would love to see the Shield try and get the Undertaker up for that triple powerbomb.
That would be interesting.
I know they can do it, because I think they've bombed the Big Show at one point.
Yeah, they did.
But to have them do it to the Undertaker, it just has that much meaning. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they just have...
My God, that was hard to watch.
Yeah, but after they do the triple power bomb on Undertaker, just to have him sit up like old Undertaker used to.
You'd kill every bit of momentum that move has.
I wouldn't care. I'd still pop for that, dude. I mean, it's Undertaker. He used to do that to everybody.
True, that's, this is a guy who's set up at it, just about every finishing move known to
that's
man.
That's the point, though. If they do that to Taker and he stays down, that suddenly brings up a lot more possibilities. Good Lord, are the Shield really that devastating? They put down the Undertaker, and what does Taker have left in him after Mania if he doesn't start getting back up after moves anymore?
I still want to see him sit up just for the old time pop, like he used to do. I'm just saying.
It can work either way. Either he sits up and they go for the pop that it would get.
Yep.
Or the Shield take him down and he stays down and you send the Shield into the group in the company. They just took out the guy that they do call the conscience of the WWE. Mm. Who's going to be able to stop them if the biggest name, the biggest draw in the company has been taken out?
Yeah. Well,
the Shield then become the guys that are just going to wipe WWE off the face of the earth if they want to.
Yeah, well, that just winds up making me think a little bit too much, you know, NWO style idea with the Shield.
That's pretty much what they've been since the beginning.
Yeah, I know that. But anyway, I'm just saying as a wrestling fan who used to, you know, when he used to do that all the time and no sell somebody's finishing move and just sit right up and give them that look. I would do the cheap pop. I mean, I understand where Omega says, no, don't do that. That, but you know, yeah, sure. Okay. Right. I understand it, but I'm just saying I would pop if he did. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we're good. We've now powerbombed that one to death. So
I think so. I think why don't we take our first time out of the evening then?
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
here comes the torture. Right.
Here you go.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
There you go. All right, it's hammer time, everybody. It's break time. Go get yourself a drink or relieve your bladders. We'll be back right after this, right here with some more wrestling talk on Wrestle Talk Radio. Hip-hop Motown, dude. Together they had power. They stood up for what was right. But Gramps was getting old, and he couldn't keep up the fight. Right. So Gramps and his granddaughter, they went out on the road. Certainly. To find a man they knew could jab who was worthy of the load. They met a guy named Stanley, who was dancing every night. He helped the kids play every day. His heart was out of sight. So Gramps opened up the bag and took out the magical shoes. He set them on the ground and they soon began to groove. The shoes knew at once they had finally found their man. They hopped right on his feet and he became Hammer Man, Hammer Man, Hammer, Hammer Man.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
If you thought you knew what wrestling talk was like on a Wednesday night before, you better think again. When the Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you GP Radio. Join me, Scott Barry,
and me, Matthew Forsina, as we bring to you our unique and sometimes controversial opinions on pro wrestling.
This show is all about finding a star, not feeling sorry for people who aren't very good.
Controversial? That's an understatement. We hold nothing back, and we expect you, yes, you, random internet guy, or girl, not really girls, behind the keyboard, to hold back nothing either.
Ever heard of a little thing called the internet?
Internet, eh?
Join us every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
That's 7:30 p.m. Central.
For Cheap Heat Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the War Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather screamer dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open? Hell yeah. Oh my god. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for ya. Suck it.
I'm just waiting for Omega to say something about the music you're playing tonight.
You can keep playing this one. I really don't mind this one.
Oh, this one's okay. All right.
This one's okay. Street Sharks was just really fun. They knew they were making something really weird and screwed up, so it kind of works.
Yeah, so there you go. You like it, so he stopped playing it.
I missed it. What was being played?
Street Sharks.
Damn it. The good one, I'm away from my computer.
Yep. Isn't that always the way?
Pretty much.
There you go. Just a quick shout out to Calgary Indie Wrestling Rules. I do believe you're in the chat room. If you're still in the chat room, can you type in, yo, you're here? Cause I want to know if it's okay if I give you a phone call after we're done this little internet webcast tonight. And I'll wait to find out. While he's doing that, let's just move on. Guys, WWE is opening up a performance center.
Hooray.
Well, go into a bit more detail, please, Tim, before we have to ask the obvious question. What is in this performance center, Tim?
Yeah, explain us, Tim. What kind of performance center is this?
Well, here it is.
Is this how they perform on written tests?
I don't know because I didn't get
him in bed.
I didn't get a chance to watch the video when I saw the link that was posted on the you know show write up because well it's easier just to post the link than actually pay attention to what's going on and let everybody else try to watch it while they're actually doing the you know live webcast. You know what I mean? Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I could read the damn thing, too. Well, the only problem is it didn't come up on my computer, so.
Well, considering that Tim has fucking failed once again to deliver information that should have been pretty obvious to get, for those of you who actually haven't heard about the WWE Performance Center opening in Florida, basically this is going to be sort of along the lines of a secondary developmental area, but also a place for rehab as well, where the guys can go and rehab injuries and get back into ring performance shape and everything without having to, you know, go to, like, some ranky old gym in Buckfuck, Virginia.
I've never heard of that town.
No, wait. I'll have you know there's an awesome wrestling center in Buckfuck, Virginia.
I've never been to Virginia. I didn't know they had a town called that.
I'm sorry,
I just find it somewhat ironic that they would have a town called Buttfuck in a state called Virginia. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's a Virgin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like ironic.
Anyway.
Very artful.
The other things that are going to be in this, not only do they have the weirdest layout with seven wrestling rings.
And oh my god.
I saw that.
You can actually see a concept picture of how they've got the layout done. And, oh my god, it's like the wrestling circle of death. It's got one ring. It's got one ring in the middle, and then it's six rings angled around the outside. So basically, if you take the way the ring normally looks, the sides are actually all angled in towards the middle of the main ring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're gonna have six different matches going on around the outside, and the winner gets to take on the champion in the center. It was like
War Games.
So yeah. TNA.
War Pretty Games much. On steroids.
But yeah, it looks extremely stupid. But other things they've got in there, of course, you know, they're going to have somewhere for the guys to relax. They're going to have a training center, so, you know, your standardized gym equipment plus your cardio equipment, yada, yada. And this one actually is interesting, an audio studio. So in other words, a place where the guys can go and learn how to cut promos properly and record, and I'm quite sure Zack Ryder's going to record a brand new horrible, horrible song in it.
Oh, God. Why is Cena and R-Truth on their way there? Keep them away!
But, yeah, I like the idea. It's basically everything on the one roof. You know,
it's sort of like 7-Eleven for wrestling.
Pretty much.
Or Walmart.
Pretty much. As Rock's putting in the chat for us now, it's supposed to compare to an NFL training center or an Olympic training center.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea at all, especially if they've got the rehab and all that stuff in there. To help you get over your injuries and stuff. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, it's better than sending them down to, you know, NXT, which is now televised. It basically just gives them another area to send people to, and they can go and, you know, just rehab or train properly, and it's all done in-house. It's not, you know, you have your gym over here, you have the production studio over there, and you have your training ring, in-ring training center in another spot. It's all condensed. Basically, this is the type of thing that I reckon every place that does wrestling should have something along these lines. And if they were actually to do it all properly, and you know, where they have all the rings, if they wall it off properly, take down the other six rings, put in a bunch of chairs. Oh, look, instant in-house studio for, you know, making low-end television. And they can make money off it. No? Okay, fine. Fuck you all. Last time I tried, I have a good idea that fucking help business.
I'm thinking, hey, pre-made set for Tough Enough.
Pretty much. You could put Tough Enough there. You could probably move NXT there. Or you could create something completely different.
Or the whole idea, though.
Well, you could possibly set it up for any match that Sin Cara is involved in.
Well, yeah, at least if he performs a move there, he's bound to land in some ring correctly.
Thank you for picking up.
Oh, God, could you imagine the Battle Royals? Start all out the main ring and you're...
Oh, no, Zack Ryder's been tossed over one ring and into the next. He's still alive.
Man, that Battle Royal would never end.
Let's have a Battle Royal with like, who would need it? I'm imagining like an over the top challenge between like John Morrison and Kofi Kingston.
He takes a dive from ring number one and lands in ring number six.
40-minute match. Just nobody can get out. Jeez. What I was going to say was I don't think you'd put NXT there because then you'd have to actually put a stage there and you'd have to have seats for the crowd because the whole idea behind NXT is to get them ready to be in front of a crowd.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. If you could find a way, like, there are rings that you can take down in fucking 15 minutes. If they had those for the six on the outside, you'd strip those down one night, fill the area with chairs, some guardrail area, and you have like a little, sort of like an ECW style little offshoot entryway. Like, you don't glam it up, you don't put in a big fucking video screen, you keep it as a very indie feeling show.
And it's a
training facility, so why not train them there to get ready for television?
Well, you don't want to build them up, you know, you don't want to give them a feeling like they're in the WWE already. You know, you don't give them a big video entrance or big special effects, and you don't put them in front of a huge crowd. It's a thing of kind of tame their egos, so you don't build up anyone with some enormous expectations for themselves.
So when they get thrown into the lions, then when they finally jump onto NXT, they got no idea how to work it. That's the thing. Like, okay, I can tell you now. One of our guys here, Matt Silver, he recently got signed to WWE. He already has that attitude that he's in the company. Everybody who gets signed has that thing of, I've been signed by the WWE. If they create a very low indie level experience, that does exactly what you're saying. It sort of knocks the ego out of them a bit. And a training center like that would be perfect for it, because if they wall it off, if they set it all up properly, you can get that feel out of that training center.
Well, I was kind of talking about doing it with NXT too, but yeah, the training facility would work for that as well.
Plus, it could also save some. They could also cut their costs with the place that they're hiring out now for NXT.
I'd like them. Part of me also really wants a nice middle finger and just to hold NXT tapings in the same time as TNA, but they're not in Orlando all the time anymore. This would have been a great fuck you idea about 2 years ago.
Totally. I could see. You know what I'd see now? All the TNA diehard fans from Orlando go and spend all their time at the training center. They have no idea what's going on because it's not the TNA crowd. It's like, we want AJ, and then AJ Lee skips out.
AJ's got tits. AJ's got tits.
Oh, God.
And Michelle McCool's doing his finisher. What? Jeez. On the upside, if Kane or Mankind come out, they'll still think it's Abyss.
Very true. Very, very true. Stop sending me photos during the show, Omega.
No.
Damn you. So yeah, basically that's sort of the easy breakdown of the arena, what they could possibly use it for, and I suppose the only question that we have left that Rock's told us to do is this a good thing for the business? Well, duh, yes.
I want tickets. I want a guided tours, things like that. I want to be able to balance. Yeah, I have no aspirations for ever training to be a wrestler, but I still want to bounce around a ring.
Nah, that type of thing would be a bit different. I reckon they could use it as a recruiting tool. You come down to the training center and they do a guided tour once a week and they show you around the facilities. They show you the guys training and everything. And at the end, you can register your interest. Use it as a proper training school as well as a rehab facility.
Right.
So it's like, and that way they get to make an extra couple of bucks out of it. But then also guys like yourself who don't have a real interest in becoming a wrestler can still come and see the process.
Honestly, I just kind of want to run the ropes. I don't want to climb turnbuckles, and I don't want to take dives. I just want to bounce. Just set up a bouncy castle, really. I'll just be happy.
Yeah. I suppose if they have one ring free, they could turn around and go, you know, all right, who wants to see what it's like to run the ropes and be in a WWE ring? And then you jump in, run the ropes, and go, hee-hee!
Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that, but when you get into actual bumping, then
there's no
liability deal.
Yeah, there's liabilities on it. No actual bumping or anything. We take the tour, we get all the storylines, and then we have bouncy time.
Yeah. Why do I think if you, myself, and Spug went to like WrestleMania Access and they had the foam pit there? They'd never get us out of it. We should be doing friggin' dives into the foam off the top ropes.
Sounds like fun.
Indeed.
Full of foam. Foam rubber.
Hey, I reckon if the hell put that type of thing into a into the training center. How the guys learn how to dive.
Yeah, just like a big... just a bunch of big blocks of foam just thrown off into a big pit. And right there in the middle, like a big, like, body pillow shaped like whatever wrestler is the top heel at the moment. I was going to say someone like Dolph Ziggler or Wade Barrett, but if there was a Wade Barrett life-size pillow there, Lindsay'd run off with it.
True.
Or Undertaker or Kane.
Or Dean or...
Or those other guys.
Shit. How much of the roster would be left if she got her hands on them? I guess we'll
divas.
Find out soon.
The Divas.
Oh, no. Some of the Divas would be missing, too.
Never mind. Not that we're implying anything about Lindsay, but you know.
May 24th, that's Doomsday. Just pointing it out.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's going to a house show soon and she's got floor seats.
She has floor seats and, yeah. And she says she'll take AJ. So.
Sorry, we have to cancel this episode of WWE Raw as most of the male superstars have come up with broken pelvises.
No, it's more like we finally have use for the bail money.
And Kane is missing completely. No one's seen his ass.
There you go.
So, where do we go from here? I'm so glad you can lead this show, Tim.
I'm doing 15 things at once, and I was just taking a breath to say, from here, we should do the round table.
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
My God. Ugh. All right, here's a round table question. If you could change one thing in pro wrestling, what would it be?
The writers. I think that's number one on everybody's list, is we get rid of the Hollywood soap opera writer bullshit and bring back some real wrestling writers. People who actually know about the business properly and won't put up stupid videos of them fandangoing.
You and your fandangoing.
No, no, no. The WWE and their pushing of fandangoing, trying to make it into a thing, and having it fail miserably.
Okay, so you'd get rid of the writers and change them around and everything. Omega, what would you do?
Jeez, can I copy-paste his? Because honestly, that is what I would change. I'd change the freaking writing. You know, because I don't know. Maybe this is just a wild idea of mine, but maybe the people writing the show should have actually known what wrestling was supposed to be about in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, people with actual experience, you know, in the wrestling business should be able to write for the wrestling business. It's a wild idea. But I think it just might work, considering, you know, that kind of thing only brought about the biggest era pro wrestling ever had.
Wow.
You're mad, man. You're mad! You don't know what you're talking about! You're playing God!
I am not playing God, sir.
He's not playing God. He is God.
Yes, and I have a tag team match to be at, but I don't feel like showing up.
Feel like you already did. You did a long time ago when you mentioned that you had a fucking press release. That's showing off.
I didn't say I was showing off.
He said showing up. Come on now, pay attention, Tim.
Well, off, up, when you mumble, it sounds the same. And I don't care what you guys say, he mumbled.
I heard him clearly, so...
Shut up, I said I don't care what you say.
Alright, I'm going back to watching the Phillies game then.
Oh, are they winning?
It's tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth, so...
Who are they playing?
The Cardinals.
Okay, so they're playing in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go overtime. Extra innings.
Wouldn't be the first time. Anyway.
Lose Philly, lose.
I hate you.
I only did that to piss you off.
I hate you.
My rooting will depend on what song he plays during the next break.
Oh, there you go. You see, now that's bribery, Omega. That's not fair. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Anyway.
And the Phillies win. Anyway, continue on.
Oh, shut up. All right. So I suppose I should let you know what I would change in pro wrestling. The intelligence of the fans. No, I'm not saying that the fans should be stupid.
That's a pretty broad one.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying the fans should go back to being stupid, but I wish that they knew less about the business than they do today, because it's a lot harder when you've got people who like know what's going on, as opposed to, you know, oh, smart fan. Well, you know, you had smart fans and then you have smart fans, and I think that basically the main culprit in the situation has to be Vince McMahon, as far as smartening the fans up to the business. But Mace, don't you think that things would be a little bit easier in the ring if they weren't so, like, right there?
Well, yes and no, because then nothing would really change, because then there'd be nobody really pushing. But then again, we live in the age of the interwebs, and that is also a big factor.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, I couldn't think of anything, so I just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. Well, we took a break about 20 minutes ago. Do you guys want to take another break right now, or shall we just, like, jump into some video?
No, let's break.
Okay.
You just want to play another song.
Uh-huh. I got two songs left, so I want to get to
Okay. During this break, are
I
you
took
playing...
all the time to record these off YouTube, and I'm going to use them, goddammit.
Who records shit off of YouTube? No one does that.
Yeah, right. That would be wrong.
It would be totally wrong.
Yeah,
I got them on the iTunes.
And reported. Anyway, Rock, what are you going to be doing during the break? What are you playing?
A couple commercials, and then we're playing your awesome video thingy.
There you go, yeah. Just to set it up, seeing as I won't be setting it up before it actually plays, pay attention to your Justin TV players above the chat where it says Wild Talk Radio and then it shows April Assault, because there's going to be a video. Now, this is a pretty big deal, this video, because this is actually television coverage of the last Canadian Opera wrestling event. You guys are going to get a chance to actually get a little bit of a peek, as it were, into some of the stuff that happened at March Mayhem for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. And it's just a taste of, hopefully, a heck of a lot more stuff to come. That being said, we'll be back.
Well, alone came back and the fun time started. I'd laugh until I cried. He's dynamite in those four-ply diapers. He's my kind of guy. Well, there goes Max on a big-time mission. Will he lose or win? Yes, it all depends on the four-ply diaper and that saves again. He's tough, I mean terrific. I don't know another word that says it's so specific. And his fun time heroes, victory again. They owe it all to that four-ply diaper and that safety pin.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Spud. It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise chain business.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chameleon here for City Vibes. We are here on location at the Royal Canadian Legion, hey, the historical number one downtown location of the Royal Canadian Legion. I'm here with the lovely Becky from Radar's Rentals. Becky's serving up some hot dogs, some popcorn. Hey, we're getting the food ready. We're getting the show ready. There's some matches that are about to begin. We're going to get some sights. We're going to get some shots. We're going to get some interviews. Becky and I are going to get some popcorn and some hot dogs ready. So you guys got to get some popcorn, grab a seat, and check this out. Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, let's go. Alright, so I'm here with Maverick Mike Biggs, with my man Kamikaze, with Dynamite Dan, Dynamite Doll, Dynamite Jewel. You guys, we're about to ready to get this on. Cam, what's the beef here? I mean, like, you got a bitter hatred with the Dungeon Master, Johnny Devine. What's going through your mind? What do you want to do to this guy right now?
What is going through my mind right now? The seconds. We're counting down. It is time. Hot shot! You and I, we're ending this tonight.
Wow.
Wow.
The Dungeon Master Johnny Devine right here.
I didn't know it was amateur hour up here, kids. What are you getting, a superstar interview, you idiots? Yeah, hot shot. That was like a year ago, kid. Keep up with the time. Dungeon Master, get it right.
It's about to get... We're about to get this on, guys. Kamikaze, you ready?
I'm ready to rock!
You guys ready?
Yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah, buddy!
Alright, so I am here with my man, Tim Stein, who's CEO, President of Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, and to my immediate left here, Vinny Fever, GM and Commissioner. Gentlemen, this was an absolutely fantastic show, I gotta tell ya. I was hoping for something good, but gentlemen, you amazed me. So let me ask you something, Tim.
Yeah.
What prompted, like, how did you start Canadian All-Pro Wrestling?
Well, you know, one day sitting around talking to friends of mine, and then basically it all just boiled down to, I'm sick and tired of people talking about this and not doing anything about it. I've been talking about it. It's time to do something about it.
So, Vinny, what made you want to get involved with Canadian All-Pro Wrestling?
Tim approached me in 2011, and I've been already a well-run company for 8 years up and down the Canadian highways, Northwest Territories, the Yukon. Some people may remember Can-Am Wrestling Federation. I know. But this is our new baby, Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. We're hopefully going to take this further and beyond what I did before.
Right.
I had a good run of 8 years. I can't see why we can't duplicate it and make it even better.
So wrestling fans, you guys got to check out CanadianAllPro.com. Check out the site. Check out the wrestlers. Hey, you guys had a taste of this show tonight. You got to get down here for the Royal Canadian Legion. Check out the website, CanadianAllPro.com. Hey, City Vibes, we're out. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chameleon here for City Vibes.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Jackass!
What?
Jackass. And check it out, Starscream Josh in the chat room saying that I look like a dork. Yeah, Josh, the wish you were me. Maybe I'm a dork, but I'm a dork with a wrestling company. What have you got? Huh? Lists on your fingers?
Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hair on your palms?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what
did
the hell
Pee Wee's Playhouse explode or something?
No. I wanna know if Omega knows that one.
I think Omega's comatose in the corner. So please enlighten us as to what the fuck that was.
Magical Super Trolls.
The fuck?
It was a theme.
I suppose if the Smurfs could get away with the same lyrics, okay.
Alright, Tim, take back over.
I'm just appalled at you.
So, Tim, something's happening on Saturday, isn't it?
April 27th, Saturday. Yeah, right here, the Royal Canadian Legion number 1, downtown Calgary, Alberta, Canada. There will be a little wrestling show called April Assault, put on by Canadian All Pro Wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you say. And apparently, this whole big to-do is about fans bringing the weapons.
Yeah, there's a match where Logan Cross is going to take on Jose Swervo, and they're going to beat each other with an inch, like an inch of each other's life. And instead of just saying, okay, you know, hardcore, blah, 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 de blah, tell you what, guys, let's get the fans involved and have the fans bring weapons for you to kill each other with.
That's such a great idea, Tim, have fans bring the weapons, and that we have a poll on CanadianAllPro.com right now where people can vote what is their favorite weapon. 35.3% of the people say pie.
Yeah, why? Because you skewed the poll to put pie on the poll.
Hey,
now, here it is.
It's
here
a
it
choice.
Is.
Pie's a choice.
No, 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 no. Here's the thing. First off, you shouldn't have given them pie as a choice, all right? Number one. Number two, people in Calgary, in the Calgary area, you're coming to the show, no stabbing weapons, no knives, no swords, no ginsus, none of that shit. You know, this is Canada, no such thing as guns. Well, okay, Alberta, there's all over the place. But don't bring any of them to the show, all right? And no food. Food is verboten, and that is a stipulation from the Royal Canadian Legion. If you bring a pie, you better bring $450 for the cleaning bill.
Can they bring a sock full of nickels?
Sure, but we get to keep the nickels afterward.
What about frozen food that's not going to splatter anywhere?
No, because it thaws out, and then people step on it, and then it splatters everywhere.
Yeah, but what if someone comes in with one of those, like, 2-foot salamis?
No food. Yeah, I swear to God, if you bring a pie, I'm going to give it to Ian, and he will eat it in the ring in front of everybody.
Someone bring a pie. I want to see this happen. Someone eat a pie in the middle of the ring just because they could. That could be the intermission, a pie-eating contest.
That could be what the match breaks down to. Like, loser has to lay down. I would pay for this. I would.
God. No food!
You hesitate because you'd be amused.
Somebody wants to bring a bag of corn ears? No pizza! Josh, it doesn't matter what you ask. You're not coming anyway. Because I'm not going to worry about your airfare or hotel accommodation.
The second choice was broom with 23.5%.
All right, I want somebody to bring a broom. Absolutely. anybody with kendo sticks, bring those. Let's see what else. What else going on? Hey, if you got a dead computer keyboard, bring that. Why not? That'd be awesome. Baking sheets, you know.
Frying pan got 11.8%. Cooking sheet got 5.9% of the vote.
Yeah, frying pan would work.
Other got 17.6.
What is other?
I don't know.
I have never seen other. Is it, like, big? Is it small? Does it hurt? What? Is it hard? Soft?
It could be a sign that says other.
That'd be hilarious if somebody brought a sign that said other. That would be awesome. Okay, Calgary Indie Wrestling Rules. Talk to your boys. Have them make a sign that says other and put it on a stick. And then, like, make the sign out of that plastic stuff, and then we'll put that in the trash can when you come at the door. And that would just make me laugh my head off, and it'd make all of us here at the Wild Talk Radio Network just laugh their heads off when they see that on the free internet feed that only Americans will be able to watch, because we won't be having the internet feed in Canada, or at least Calgary.
Anywhere outside of the Calgary area.
That's hilarious. He just said he's going to do it, guys.
Awesome.
Just go to a craft store, get one of those big blocks of, like, styrofoam,
yeah,
and just spray paint other on it.
Other. And then I'll explain to all the wrestlers why it says other. And this is going to be just almost as good as us getting the crowd to chant bitch tits when we were at the border crossing for Steven Styles, mate.
But we never got proof of that.
It happened, trust me. Calgary Indie Wrestling Rules can back me up because he was at that show and there we were chanting, bitch tits, bitch tits.
All right, so I got a question for you, Tim. Can we use you as the weapon?
No, I am not a battering ram.
But, come on.
We weren't thinking battering ram. We're like literally someone pick you up by the ankles and swing you at somebody else.
I'm not a dead cat, so no.
Oh, damn.
Okay, you got that inference, didn't you?
Damn.
You can't swing a dead... Never mind. Anyway, yeah, so that's the big draw right there is the fans bring the weapons match and it'll give you guys a chance to see your garbage recycled. Hey. Don't bring anything you want back because I'm pretty damn sure that it's not going to be in any condition to be brought back. If you want to bring a pizza pan or like a baking tray or something like that and you don't want to get in trouble with mom or dad or get in trouble with the wife or the husband,
go to
Dollarama. They've got them for $3.
It's easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Just go to a thrift store or something. Just find the most random thing they've got.
Okay. If anybody has an old electric guitar, then bring that and don't expect to get it back. Guys, I might be getting an electric guitar next week. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Coming soon to the Wild Talk Radio Network, Tim Stein plays the electric guitar live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
A lot more badly than I've ever played drums.
You notice the wrestlers haven't really used that PlayStation 3 as a weapon yet?
Yeah, what's up with that? You're all
up. No.
Wait a minute.
Xbox 360s, they break down easier.
Oh.
Mace, read the chat room. Your drunk-ass uncle wants to know one question.
No.
I think that would be a universal no.
No, that's just gross.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Just wrong.
Well, the second suggestion, no. The first suggestion, yes, you can bring beer. Just don't expect it to hit the ring.
Oh, no, it'll hit the ring, but inside people's bellies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, bring a Wiimote. That's cool. My son
Yeah, those cause more damage than most other things you could bring.
Yeah, there you go. You see, fans bring the weapons. I love that because it's so cost effective to the promoter. The promoter doesn't have to shell out for hardcore weapons. Oh God, Legos! That's just cruel.
A bag of Legos. Yes, they hurt more than thumbtacks.
Yes, just like a sack of like those little tiny 1x1 Legos.
Oh,
the ones that always get stuck in your feet.
I can just see it now. I can see Logan Cross. Spreading the Legos all over the ring out of a bag, and Jose Cuervo and Jose like gets on top of and like slams him onto the Legos.
Buster onto the Legos. But then you got to remember, then the match would grind to a halt because all of the wrestlers would stop and start building stuff with the Lego afterwards.
That would be the genius thing, to actually slam them into the Legos like thumbtacks and then have someone like build another weapon out of the Legos to hit them with again.
Like a Lego sword.
Mm-hmm. Build something with the weapon with the Legos and like put it on the person.
Yeah, that's the only type of sword that will accept is a Lego sword.
Lego sword.
Yeah, Starscream Josh just stole my idea. I want somebody to build a Lego table.
Yeah, whoever goes through the Lego tables first loses.
See, and that works great for the promoter. That works great for the promoter because you can rebuild the table.
That's great. It's reusable. Yeah, that will fly.
A whole match of Lego chairs, Lego tables.
You could go like Bloodsport with it, like duct tape your hand and just push them into the Legos.
Oh God, you guys are terrible.
All right,
we come up with good ideas.
Someone out there needs to bring Legos to April Assault this Saturday at the Royal Canadian Legion.
Yeah, Tinker Toys.
Fuck Tinker Toys.
All right. What are Tinker Toys? Are those little
like
sticks and round things that
sticks
you plug
and spools?
In?
Yeah.
See, I knew what Tinker Toys was. My dad used to buy me a can of Tinker Toys every year right before he left for Hawaii.
Yeah, if you're gonna go wooden building tools, you gotta do Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs would be best.
Put someone through a log cabin.
I don't know. I like the Tinker Toys because I used to build hot rods that actually worked because they got that little rubber band thing where you could wind it up and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool, you know, building your own hot rod when you're 9 years old out of Tinker Toys.
I just realized something else people should try and bring. You know the little bats with the ball on an elastic string?
Is a paddle ball?
Yeah, yeah. Paddle ball.
Connect.
Bring one of those.
Yeah, Lindsay wants connects.
Ah, too expensive.
Yeah, I can see I can see ping pong paddles being brought. And it turns into a bit of a paddle match.
No. You need to bring the paddle balls, so that way it's like, I'm gonna hit you, and you hit them in the face with the ball.
If you
and
bring
it comes
the,
back,
if,
you just keep doing it.
But if you bring the ping pong paddles,
squeaky toys,
squeaky toys. Oh hell yeah!
If you bring the ping pong paddles, you need to bring the ball too to volley back.
Someone bring a squeaky hammer and spoof all of Triple H's spots.
That'd be hilarious. Actually, somebody at RCW show on Saturday asked if they could bring a sledgehammer. I looked at them. And I said, well, it's not a power tool, so okay.
Yes, I guess.
As long as it's a full-size squeaky sledgehammer, that'd be awesome. You know, the ones where you got to inflate it, and it goes...
Or guys, anything from the Wiffle family.
Oh, Wiffle. Wiffle is a must.
Nerf toys.
Nerf. Everyone get Nerf bows and arrows.
Yeah, that's going too far if he hits him over the head with a squeaky toy hammer and the guy, like, winds up getting pinned.
I've seen it happen, okay? I've seen hardcore matches where a guy got one of those big blow-up hammers.
Yep.
Blew it up in the ring, hit his opponent over the head with it, and got the pin. and the guy bumped it like it was a legit sledgehammer shot.
Yeah. Okay, Omega, you said anything in the Wiffle family? Anything in the Nerf family?
Yeah, Nerf works too.
Yeah, what about Play-Doh? I don't know about that.
If you allow Play-Doh, you gotta allow the pie.
Okay, you know what? Play-Doh is a big no. I just remembered, he just absolutely
sticks
to
the ring.
Not with that canvas on that ring. No way in hell.
How about a pink flamingo?
Yeah, sure, why not, Lindsay?
Yeah, lawn ornaments, there you go.
not lawn darts.
No.
Garden gnomes of death.
Garden gnomes of death, oh my god.
Yeah, we know about those, Mace.
Yeah.
Fire?
We've defeated zombies with garden gnomes. We know they're effective.
So, yeah, I think you've got the idea. It's going to be a fans bring the weapons match between Logan Cross and Jose Swervo.
I want to see all those people. I know there are people in Calgary that do listen to this show, and they're listening right now.
Calgary Indie Wrestling Rules. Okay, we know you go to the CAW shows. You have a mission before the show happens. Contact as many people as you know that are going to this show, or post on the websites or whatever. If you're going to the CAW, take all the suggestions that we've made tonight, put them in a list, post them, tell them.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, so you know what you should do, since Canadian All-Pro Wrestling has, you know, secured some extra funds now, ask Tim for like $20 to go to a dollar store and get some fun little toys.
No, don't ask Tim for anything because it ain't going to happen. I got news for you. Rock, you know how frugal I can be with money?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the business partner dude is even worse than I am.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if I should say worse. He's just more cash conscious.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Bring some
He's
weapons.
Listening to right now.
I know, and I know things I can't say on air, so I'm trying to, you know, that's right.
Put it in the chat window.
But yeah, go out, bring some weapons, because it should be a fun time at Canadian All Pro Wrestling Presents.
Oh shit, you know what? Buy all the toy weapons that you can get your hands on that, you know, they sell a Dollarama for a dollar or two, and they got toys, you know, I get toy shotguns and the toy swords. That would be hilarious if right in the middle of the match, the two guys grab these toy plastic swords, start having a sword fight.
Lightsabers.
Those cost too much, and I don't want to break them.
They make cheap ones.
Yeah, they make, like, cheap $20 ones that... But it's even better if you can get the ones that actually make the noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. Business partner. He's not tighter with money than I am. Let's face it, nobody's as tight with money as I am. But
no.
he's very intelligent with spending money.
He knows what to buy.
There you go. And what not to buy.
He's very good at buying things.
He also knows who to pay and who not to pay.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything else about that.
He's smart with money.
It's not that I'm not smart. I'm just a tightwad. I mean, it's so bad. I swear to God, it's so bad that I had a hard time with him actually spending his own money for stuff.
I'll be good.
But it was a good investment, and everybody who benefited from the investment was really happy. By the way, everybody, Canadian All Pro Wrestling has their own T-shirts. They're only $20 plus shipping. If you live in Calgary area, we will actually ship. We'll deliver them to you for no charge, $20. But shipping charges do apply. We got to ship them down the States. It's only a couple of bucks. And no, I'm not in charge of shipping, so don't worry.
But are you are you in charge of delivery?
In Calgary?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So if you want to meet Tim Stein, buy a T-shirt. He'll come to your door and you can get an autograph, too. Maybe he'll autograph the T-shirt for you.
Actually, I gave my first official autograph as CEO and promoter of Canadian All-Pro Wrestling at our February 9th show, by the way.
Signing IOUs doesn't count.
It wasn't an IOU. Guy came up and asked me to autograph his T-shirt. I was standing right beside Mark the Shark DiCarlo when he asked me, and not Mark the Shark DiCarlo, who, by the way, in case you didn't realize it, is with Next Generation Wrestling.
Anyway, speaking of the show...
Oh, no! Reading the chat room. Going to Toys R Us tomorrow with Josh. Josh is 2 years old. Josh loves Legos. Apparently, Josh can't get enough Legos. Well... Wild Talk Ready User 98489 likes the Lego table idea, kids. Nice going.
Good.
He's gonna buy enough Legos to make a table.
Dude, you have no idea. That's gonna be so damn expensive.
It's gonna be expensive as hell, but God bless you for wanting to do it. Like, you'll probably only pop like half a dozen people, but people will laugh their asses off at it.
We'll put you...
Yeah, no, he'll get them too, guys.
I know, Skype.
It's going to happen.
He will get them.
That is awesome. Just make sure you build it thick enough so it will break, but not thick enough that it's going to, like, fall apart when they get trying to get it into the ring.
Oh, you know what would be awesome? Instead of Legos, with the tiny pieces, get Duplo, because they're bigger, they'll hold up, you can make, you need fewer blocks to make bigger things, right?
That would hurt like hell to land on, though.
Oh, don't say that. Don't, no. Yes, don't tell the wrestlers that it'll hurt.
It's comfy, it's soft, it's padded.
It's made for littler kids, you know?
Yeah, don't tell the wrestlers that they're going to get hurt wrestling in a ring in a hardcore match where the fans bring the weapons, they'll make a shush.
Yeah, but, okay, once again, who have you got in this match?
Logan Cross takes on Jose Swervo. It's a rematch from the show last month that Jose Swervo won by DQ. Logan Cross used the chair on him and got himself disqualified. And basically that match was for Jose Swervo to actually, you know, get a contract with Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. So okay. That wasn't very fair. And it wasn't right for, you know, but so we're doing this hardcore match.
But the thing now is, you're going to get all, the second that Lego table comes out,
yeah.
I can guarantee you backstage, all the boys are going to be frothing at the mouth to take the bump.
Oh, they're all going to want to do it.
They're all going to want to take a bump through the Lego table.
There you go.
You might have to hold them back.
Oh, yeah, look at this. My God, he's a braggart, this guy in the chat room. Logan Cross is his brother. What a... Look at me, I'm Logan Cross's brother, ha, ha, ha. You know, that's just like, I don't know, that's wrong. fishing pole of the contract.
You like that idea now, don't you?
Well, you know, that would be just wrong because I'm thinking, here I am. I'll be sitting at the table, you know, or standing up on the stage, and I'm just, woo!
Clear out the fishing rod. Here's your contract. Want it?
And just crank it out. Uh-huh. And he goes diving for it and just, like, you know, reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that almost makes it sound like you'd be an asshole, Tim.
Who, me? No, I'm not an asshole. Wait a minute. I'm a promoter for a wrestling company.
That would make you a sleazy asshole.
No, I'm not sleazy. I'm an asshole.
So anyway, that's Spring to Weapons. Let me ask this question to you so we can take it off that topic a minute.
Uh-huh.
What the hell's up with Giant Divine? Is he fighting? And I thought he's, you know, isn't he supposed to fight, what's his name, Kamikaze?
Oh, yeah, well, the main event last month didn't exactly work out the way Kamikaze wanted, and some nefarious, slightly underhanded methods were used for Hotshot Johnny Divine to retain his championship.
I'm so shocked.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Kamikaze wants a rematch, but that's not happening this show.
Why not?
That'll happen May the 18th.
Why not? It should happen every month. He should be, you know.
Kamikaze is currently unavailable for this show.
Right. Uh-huh. That's just me. Yeah. Johnny Devine's scared of him.
No, Johnny Devine will be wrestling on Saturday night.
I know, but he's scared of Kamikaze.
He's not scared of Kamikaze.
Sure about that one? Because, you know, I would want him to... It should be the match, these two fighting the show.
Yeah, well, it's not Johnny Devine who's not available. It's Kamikaze who's not available.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
who's Johnny fighting?
Well, now, here's the conundrum, right? Like, who's Johnny Devine facing? Because the current number one contender is not available. Well... he's going to be facing the winner of a match that's going to take place earlier in the evening.
Now, are you
see allowed? Now that's where you should be using the fishing pole with a contract on it. in a number one contenders match, you just every now and again just send it out. The first one to get the contract gets it. Yeah, just kidding.
There you go. Yeah, I see your sense of humor, Mason. It's funny and everything, but no. So, anyway, what were you saying,
I'm sorry if we have to be the WWE and treat a championship seriously.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Fun at a wrestling show. Should be outlawed.
I know. So, can you tell us who's fighting in that match, or is that top secret?
Well, you know, it's not exactly for public consumption at the moment. We're going to grab a couple of guys out of the locker room who want to challenge. For the May, you know, it'll be the main event, so they'll get that opportunity, and then we'll pick there at the show, and might just be the opening match of the night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I know this whole heavyweight title tournament is supposed to start as well.
Yes, we are beginning the Canadian All-Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Title Championship Tournament, whatever you want to call it, and we got a couple of matches scheduled to take place. To kick everything off.
And who's in these matches, or is this top secret? You're just going to pull people out of here and here and just go, go fight.
Well, there you go. I'm going to actually know. This will be interesting. You know, the Brotherhood, you know, led by Steven Styles with Katana in it. The Brotherhood.
In quotations.
Yeah, so I've decided, it has been decided that, and yeah, it's a bit of a dickish move, but I don't care. They wound up deserving it. This is their own bed that they've made. Steven Styles is going to face Katana, and the winner moves on in the heavyweight title tourney.
Ooh. Okay, what else?
Yeah, and we have Slammer coming in to take on Stampede Wrestling legend in his Canadian All-Pro Wrestling debut. None other than Kenny Johnson.
Why would a guy coming into the company for the first time get a shot in a tournament? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, of course not. It doesn't make any sense to anybody, right? Sure. It's Kenny Johnson. Who? Now, you, sir, are thinking, who the hell is Kenny Johnson? Yeah. I don't know Kenny Johnson. He is...
I understand.
He's a Stampede Wrestling legend.
No, you got to bring in people the job. We know how this works. You got to stack the card.
And all the hearts were busy, so you brought in this guy.
Yeah.
Well, don't even talk to me about all the hearts being busy. But, no, Kenny Johnson was wrestling for Bruce Hart in Stampede Wrestling when they were, I think it was on A Channel back in the 90s. And, he's coming out of retirement. He has already come out of retirement. He made it known, February 9th that he was coming into Canadian All Pro Wrestling specifically to go after the, heavyweight title. And so this, well, fine. You know, you want to come in and you think you're good enough still, Kenny, and all you want to do is challenge for the heavyweight title. Well, it's an open tournament. You know, you throw your name in the ring. We'll throw Slammer's name in the ring and we'll see how you do against that psycho.
So if I think about it, go back in time, let's say like the 98 Deadly Games WWF title tournament Survivor Series, so he's your version of Dwayne Gill?
I don't know what you're talking about, Rob. I have no idea what you might be implying.
Nothing, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not taking the bait, forget it.
You're not going to take the bait, okay.
I'm not going to take the bait. Okay. Nope.
I just think he should have to, like, qualify to get into a tournament, but that's just me.
Well, here's the thing. This is the tournament. This is qualifier, silly.
But it's a qualifier to get into a tournament. He has to prove himself. He's, you know, he's been in retirement, as you say. He should, you know, prove himself before getting into the tournament.
Well, it's like Dwayne Johnson never should have been able to come in to challenge for the heavyweight championship because he's been gone for a year.
But he had a match. He had two matches.
Kenny Johnson already showed up in Canadian All Pro Wrestling to announce his intentions. That was good enough for the powers that be.
It sounds like you have those standards then.
Well, we'll find out.
Your commissioner, your whatever, or you, the CEO, the matchmaker, you know, that sort of thing. You have low standards for talent. Same.
You're lucky you're hosting the call, otherwise I'd have already hung up on you.
I know.
Yeah. So.
But we have to ask the biggest question of all, though. Did he ever work in Florida?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny Johnson actually did work in Florida. Oh, ask
then him. Then he's probably, has he ever been a guest on KFA Wrestling Radio then?
Yeah, there you go. I'll ask him from across the room.
So, yeah, that's April Salt this Saturday, live from the Royal Canadian Legion, right, Tim?
Yes, April 27th, the Saturday night. Doors open up at 6 o'clock p.m. local time, bell time, 7 o'clock.
How do they get tickets?
They can actually give me a phone call. The phone number is 587-894-7369. You can pick them up at the Royal Canadian Legion as well.
People call that number 24/7, just saying.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that number sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I wonder why. Yeah, Tim, it's mice calling. Just letting you know, the feed's down.
No. It's more like some sort of complaint number we put out for the riffs.
Yeah, if you didn't.
No, of course we didn't.
Okay, yeah, that just tells me you did. You're all getting a collective kick in the junk.
Again, you promise these things and they never deliver.
It's going to happen. One of these days, when you're least expected, I shall arrange for a junk kicking to occur.
A junk kicking?
Well, you're going to get kicked in the junk, right? That would be a junk kicking.
It's going to happen. Yeah, that means he actually has to spend money on a plane ticket. We know that won't happen.
You're going to wind up having somebody knock at your door. Junkagram. You know, so.
Junkagram.
Yeah, good thing I don't answer the door in my house.
Yeah, there you go.
So yes, everyone, please go out and bring your Legos and your weapons to the Royal Canadian Legion.
Especially your Legos.
Your Legos, yes.
The funnier the weapon, the more entertaining it's going to be for us.
Yes. Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's somebody in the chat room right now that will reiterate, no pie!
Can we make a pie out of Legos?
A Lego pie? Okay, that's the exception. If you can make a pie out of Legos, we'll use it.
Like, you get a pie pan and just put Legos inside it.
Oh, can you just imagine the marks on the face when that thing hits?
Oh, my God. Especially if they make it like one of those, like, high-peaked whipped cream pies and those little white Lego spikes.
All right, somebody, come on now.
Okay, you're losing an eye with that one, Omega. You're just violent. Holy cow.
I want toys involved in this wrestling match. I did not say I didn't want it to be violent.
There's going to be toys involved in the match. Don't you worry about it, damn it.
So once again, Tim, how can they get tickets?
One more time. You can pick up the tickets at the Royal Canadian Legion. It's downtown on 7th Avenue Southeast, right between 1st Street Southeast and Center Street. Or you can call 587-894-7369. And if the phone is not answered, feel free to leave a message, because we'll get back to you ASAP.
Eventually.
ASAP, as soon as possible.
Or just eventually. Maybe like,
because we want to make sure you got tickets for this. Is going to be a great show.
This sounds like something for the riffs. You don't have to wait for riffs.
No, Josh wants the hardcore match riffed.
You don't have to wait for the riffs. If you're watching the show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, if you're not in the Calgary area, you probably will be talking about it live.
Yeah, because the internet feed's going to be blocked for anybody with the Calgary IP. Alberta IP. Well, okay, Calgary IP. Well, you know, Calgary area IP.
Right, but we will be on the Shoutcast feed for those who want to listen.
And you guys are actually going to, like, do commentary crap.
Commentary, in quotations.
Yeah. That means they're gonna do, like, a live riff, Josh.
That was the one I was hinting at, Tim.
Yes.
Unless for the first time ever Tim provides us with a card that's actually up to date, then we might actually know who the fuck's in what match.
Yeah, well, that would help too.
If not, then we just create names.
If that was a hint, Rock kind of more or less already has the card. So if you don't get it's his fault.
No, Tim, I've had the card every time, and it's been different every time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that yeah. Well, you know what happens? Card subject to change.
I go, all right, here's the first matchup, and then you hear someone announce on the PA system, and it's not that person. It's like, okay, next match.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, everyone go to the show. If not, watch it here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be here having fun.
This will be a lot of fun, and you'll be sorry you missed it.
Anyway, what's next, Tim?
Sergeant Slaughter, according to him, was going to be Jack Swagger's manager and actually put him through a boot camp and lead him to become a babyface world champion.
I can't buy Sergeant Slaughter as a manager.
Sergeant Slaughter, I could see him as a manager. Jack Swagger's current persona character, that would be I could see it happening, and I can see it actually working. Like Slaughter going, "All right, you maggot," you know, and Swagger doing the 50 push-ups, you know.
Yeah, but outside of the boot camp videos, it'd fall flat on its ass. Because then, you know, Swagger just becomes another guy like Kurt Angle. Like, yay, USA, USA. To be honest, it was better going with good old Dutch and the heel angle.
Yeah, well, he's doing yay, USA, yay, USA, and getting people to boom by doing it. You know, that's slightly,
it's different.
It's a nice twist, yeah. I don't like how they're doing it, and I'm not a big fan of that storyline at all. And the thing that scares me about that, there are people all over the United States right now, here and there, who are like, "Yeah, Jack Swagger, we're right behind you, man. You're right, dude. Whatever Zeb Coulter says, he's got a point, man. He's got a point." You know, and that's just a scary thing, you know, the incitement of bigotry right there.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they went with the original plan with Sergeant Slaughter, it would have been the generic USA hero gimmick that we've seen a million and one times.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm not. I'm just saying that
I like that they didn't do it and they went with something different.
Yeah, what I was saying is, you know, I could see it and I see how it would happen. Right, I'm not saying I would have liked it. You know, has Omega said anything about Sergeant Slaughter?
Honestly, I like the Sergeant Slaughter idea. I think he should have gone the heel route at the same time, though.
Well, Sergeant Slaughter was a heel when he was facing Hulk Hogan for the title, kids, back in 1991, when the United States went to war with Iraq for the first time.
Well, yeah, he was... Well, listen, not the Iranian sympathizer. I mean, let's go the same route. Maybe he believe, you know, maybe this guy really does believe himself to be a real American.
I like how you did that almost sarcastically, you know, with the irony dripping off the words.
Would you say he'd almost think of himself as a real American hero? And maybe have an action figure?
You know, my biggest disappointment when The Rock was actually around in the WWE is that with his new G.I. Joe movie coming up, why wasn't Sergeant Slaughter ever around?
Sergeant Slaughter should have been. He might have actually saved that movie.
We'll get to that in a bit, though.
Maybe not. I don't know. You never know. But anyway, yeah, so there's that one. Did you guys see the Raw is Generico sign last Monday night?
Missed it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I caught it. I saw it.
Yeah.
It was
in the front row.
Well, it was a couple of... It was, yeah, close enough to the front row. It was like three or four back. But security takes this kid, reconfiscates this...
Confiscates his sign.
He's constipated because he ate the sign. No.
They took away his sign.
Thank you. Security took away the sign. Because I can't say confiscate for some reason. I don't know. It's like cinnamon. I can't say cinnamon either.
You just did.
Anyway. No, shut up. I can't say cinnamon. Anyway. Security takes away his sign and moves him to the hard cam side of the arena. So he's no longer on camera. The guy's, well, why don't you just take my sign? Hey, buddy, we're told we got to kick you out because they don't like you doing this stuff. You know, Generico has recently signed with WWE, and he's got to go and do developmental stuff like that. He's finishing off all of his indie bookings at the moment, and he's got, like, just a couple left before he reports to developmental.
He's already reported. He's already
okay.
There.
So he's already done his final dates. All right.
Yep, he's already rebranded.
Okay. All good. But, powers that be did not enjoy that. But apparently his buddy had a sign that was confiscated as well and was removed from ringside.
Yeah, the guy next to him also had a sign. I can't remember what it read, though.
Oh, it was terrible. It mentioned Ring of Honor.
I think it was the guy's Twitter handle, which had ROH, like, on it, either after an underscore or something like that.
Yep.
This is stupid. Like, why move these guys out of the front row?
Yeah.
Like, you could have just said, okay, guys, look, just give us your signs.
Yeah,
take, like, these seats aren't exactly cheap either to get, mm-hmm. like, down on the ground, like, near front row. From the reports are that the guy got moved up to, like, the fucking nosebleeds on the hard camera side.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what the conditions would be. I say this guy should be first looking to get his money back.
Yep.
Or at least at minimum an apology for what they've done. Cause they basically overreacted and, ripped the guy off of the money that he paid for the ticket.
Yep. Of course they reserve the right to rip you off if you piss them off. I mean, it says so on their tickets.
Yeah, but
it doesn't, not in so many words, but it boils down to that.
Yeah, but there's been so many signs that were far worse, and they were confiscated properly.
Thanks a lot for that, Omega.
Yeah.
I can't say confiscated. Forget it.
But they were... This is the first time we've ever heard of them being this dickish about it. You know, it's like the guy either had, like, a big-ass ROH tattoo on his chest that he could reveal anytime, or, you know, he was just sitting there with, like, 8 blank poster boards and a big-ass Sharpie.
Oh, hey, come on. WWE in the past has made, they have made people take off shirts or turn them inside out or cover them up.
And that's why I say tattoo. It's just like, no, he's here.
R2-D2 is like, back.
But yeah, it's one of those things of, it's the overly dickish behavior. It's one thing to say, all right, look, we can't have you having that t-shirt showing on our screens. Can you please turn it inside out or turn it back to front? You know, little things like that. As long as they're done and handled properly where they actually say, look, here's the reason why. Can you please do this? And just leave the person in the seat that they paid for.
Yep.
This is the thing that gets me is the guy has paid for a floor seat. And because of a sign that they could have easily just said, okay, dude, hand it over. No, instead they've said, all right, we're going to banish you to hard camera side. I'm trying to actually, there is actually a quote from the guy himself somewhere. And he basically got banished to the nosebleeds, a seat of much lesser quality and also a seat that isn't what he paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something that's got to be, like, there's got to be some sort of repercussions from this that yep. legally can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for a fact that seats, you pay for a seat, you are allowed to have that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do something absolutely fucking stupid and then they kick you right out of the building.
Yep. Without a refund.
Otherwise, if they relocate you, you are entitled to a refund.
At least a partial refund of the difference between the cost of the seats.
Or at least that.
Yeah.
But no, the WWE have just turned around and gone, no, fuck you, we don't like your sign off to the nosebleeds.
Yeah, that's just being dickish because the guy brought a sign that WWE didn't think he should have.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I know that there's not much that can be done about it.
Yeah.
You know, the security guys were just told, hey, move this guy. Which mm-hmm. I reckon is stupid because there are reports that the security didn't have any idea what the fuck that was going on.
Yep.
And they always conflicted their own reports about what they were told. Like, yep. one of them said the guy was supposed to be kicked out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't tell them any reason why.
Yep.
So, it's really one of these situations that is going to reflect really badly on the company.
Yeah.
They need to do something to make it up to this guy that they have potentially ripped off.
Yeah, well, the problem is they're big enough that pissing off the one fan, how much of a problem is that going to cause them overall?
Considering one, the guys that got moved were A, international fans, and mm-hmm. B, this has gone around to every wrestling news outlet on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be, if people were smart enough, they could realize a way to work this and make the company look really, really bad. This is basically bad PR for the company.
Oh, it's bad PR, absolutely. And it would be good PR if they did something to make it right because it was ridiculous to move the guy. I'm not arguing with you that way. But, it's a case of like, comes a certain point in time where a company gets so big that pissing off 20 people or 100 people is not going to affect you. I can't piss off 20 people. I can't piss off 2 people, never mind 100.
Here's the thing, though. At that size, what does it matter a little, you know, cutting him a check for the difference or refunding him that ticket? At that point, it's nothing to you. It's a small drop in the fucking ocean at that size.
Yeah, it's a teardrop in the ocean.
You could compare that to, well, yes, this is getting us some pretty bad PR. And while it might just be spreading on internet circles, that might be people who, you know, even if that's just, even if that's just like, five or six fans that aren't buying our pay-per-view this month, even if it's just that little of an effect, that's still more money lost than it would be to just refund the guy.
I would love to see about 100 people show up at the next event, whether it be Raw or SmackDown or even a pay-per-view, with signs that the office doesn't want to see. I'd love to see what happens 100 with people, 100 signs.
100 signs, exact same sign. Raw is Generico.
There you go. Okay.
And not all at once either. One at a time. Make the security guards run around.
It really worked for it.
Now, just to give you the opposite side, are we sure WWE said move him or just give her the sign and security got the information wrong? Because as it was told, security really didn't know what the whole story was.
Security started moving him, and when he asked why, they said, the show don't like your sign. So it could be one or the other. It could be that security were just told to take the sign and they didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. Or they were actually told, move him.
And I could see them just say, take the sign, and they, someone used the word remove, and that's all they heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reports are one guy is saying that the people running the show wanted him out, and another security guard said, no. It's just we got to move him because of the sign. You know, so there's like four different stories about this going around, what actually happened. Who knows?
Because you know how things work. One person says one thing and then gets trailed down to the person who has to deliver the message, and it could get, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember being in grade 10 in drama class. We did it as an exercise. Everybody sat in a circle, and our drama instructor would, and wrote it down. And handed this statement to the first person in the circle and said, read this statement into that person's ear. Don't give them the paper. But you tell them what you were told. You tell them what you were told. And by the time I got back to the first person with the paper and wrote down what she was told, yeah, it was completely, completely different. And there were like maybe three words that were the same.
Okay. Here's the thing. All right. I can tell you right now, this is, I actually found the quote of the letter that was sent to the Pro Wrestling Torch. I can read verbatim what this guy had told to him. Alright?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll try and get through it. I'll get through it as quickly as I can. segment or two later, it's time for CM Punk's promo. This is when I was going to hold up the only sign I brought with me, the one which said Raw is Generico. Held it up 2-3 times within the space of a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden I've got a security guard next to me saying, come with me. I ask, why? All he said was, just do it. So I pick up my stuff and did the walk of shame, being escorted past everyone from the TV side to the non-TV side. While walking, I pleaded for an explanation of what I had done wrong, but the security guard wasn't saying a word. I said, are you going to speak? He replied, it's the show. The show does not want you there. They took me to an empty seat in the level 100 section of the non-TV side, even though I paid over face value for a floor seat directly opposite the camera. I said something like, before I sit down, is someone going to tell me what I did wrong? One of the security guards said, it was your sign. I asked why they couldn't just confiscate it and let me stay in my seat, but he wasn't able to give me an answer. When I got to my seat, I had a different security guard tell me, you're out. They want you out of the building, until he was corrected by one of his colleagues. That's the account from the guy that had all this happen.
I know. I get that's the account. I'm just saying what was told to the security guard might have been different than what WWE actually said.
Well, that's basically that just backed up everything you just said, because the guys, one said he was out, the other saying no.
Yeah. So basically, but WWE, this is...
Communicating to their security guys is abysmal.
Yeah.
In this case.
Because I don't think it was their
considering he was a guy, and he admits at the start he's from Australia, and one of his guys was the guy next to him was from England. Mm. They spent upwards of thousands of dollars, including airfare, hotel, the seats, everything. That's a lot of money to get thrown down the drain because of a security guard who got his bullshit mixed up.
Yeah. Okay, to avoid the PR nightmare, WWE, we know that you pay attention to us and listen to us and actually take our advice and shit. Here's some advice. Make this good. Do right. Release a statement saying, oops, our security screwed up and didn't get it right.
Our bad.
You know?
Yeah.
All they got to say is the in-house security that they used got a miscommunication, as they were asked to remove the sign, not the person. Okay, that shifts the blame to the security company. But you say, as a gesture of goodwill, we have refunded the money or refunded the cost difference of the seats back to the person.
Yeah, so there you go. You've avoided a PR problem. That wouldn't be a dumb thing to do.
No.
There you go.
No, not at all. But of course, it's WWE, and they're like, stupid!
Forget it. Not going to happen.
We got some money now, bitch. Fuck you.
There you go. So, let's just plow through the rest of the show, shall we, kids?
Let's do it. What's up next, Tim?
Fire Cell!
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Boy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
What's up?
No! 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 No!
Buy or sell Ryback rules. That's the new Ryback catchphrase, Omega. What was that?
Sell?
Not a fan of Ryback rules?
It sounds so stupid when he says it in the first place, and it's so goddamn generic. It kind of shows what little thought went into the character in the first place, when the best you could come up with is Ryback rules. I mean, at least Feed Me More had some attitude behind it. At least that has some personality behind it. Ryback rules is just... Okay, how? You used to be undefeated, and now you can't buy a victory? You don't rule anything, dude.
Mace.
Sell. Bad, generic, not worth the effort. You know, the toke of weed that they used to get this idea could have been better spent for a Cena promo. It really
saying
just...
a lot.
Yeah! definitely not liking this. This very weird forced heel turn anyway, which is pretty stupid.
Tim.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that with your money, Rock.
Good to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Feed Me More is 1,000 times more better, interesting, creative than Ryback rules. Blank guy here rules.
And that's why no one says Tim Stein. Yeah. Anyway.
Nobody. My name's Rock. I'm a retard. Move on.
Buy or sell Sting as the third man in the original NWO. Mace.
Why? It makes no sense. Sure, it would have been a great sort of heel turnish thing to do, but at the same time, meh. It's Sting. The guy worked better as the face of WCW rather than being the third man of the NWO.
Well, as the story goes, if Hogan didn't show up, Sting was going to be come out as a third man.
Well, thank God Hogan showed up, and that's the first time I've ever said that.
And probably the last. Well, at least we hope.
Probably.
Omega, buy or sell?
Sell? I mean, as a backup plan, fine. Okay, you could work with that. But here's the thing. Sting really didn't have much of a career until he went crow. Before then, he's just a very generic face. He really didn't have anything going for him. It took that attitude change in order to actually make the character interesting. Yeah, and he wasn't the face of WCW. He wasn't the franchise player for World Championship Wrestling until he faced off against the NWO. If it was him as the third man, okay, I guess that's the best backup plan you've got, but it wouldn't have been a big deal. You know, it wouldn't have made the NWO as successful as it was. And really, it'd just be dumb.
Dumb, da dum, dumb.
Tim?
Yeah, okay, let's see. We've got some TNT, or we've got a firecracker. Let's hope the TNT shows up, or we're stuck with a firecracker. Okay, never mind all the epic matches and battles that Sting had with Ric Flair. You know, when WCW was making a name for WCW, before they decided they were going to try to put WWF out of business and all this other nonsense. It's just, you know, it would not have had the impact. It was the heel turn heard around the world with Hogan doing it. It would not have, it would have been, oh yeah, it's just another WCW moment. But when, you know, Hogan did show up and he did wind up being the third member of NWO, it changed the course of professional wrestling on television.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
That answers my question.
I'm so happy.
Buy or sell that Sergeant Slaughter should have been actually Sergeant Slaughter in the new G.I. Joe movie. Omega.
Buy? 1,000 times buy?
You know he was offered the role, right?
Was he?
According to Sergeant Slaughter himself, he was offered a role, but because of the two competing toy companies, he couldn't play the role, so they gave it to Bruce Willis.
Okay, no, that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit right there.
That's what he said.
Jesus, no, that's bullshit and a half. Yeah, I get that Mattel does WWE licensed toys, and I get that Sergeant's, Hasbro does G.I. Joe. Okay, fine. I can see that being a legitimate reason why. Here's the crux to that. He doesn't need a fucking toy to be in the movie.
But there's this whole licensing deal, and, you know, toys.
Fuck. No, two words. Fuck and that. He's the only living G.I. Joe you have. If you're going to make a live-action G.I. Joe movie, you put him in. I don't care if he just dresses up as the Sarge and no one ever mentions his name, no one ever mentions anything copyrighted about him. You know, just show up, call The Rock a maggot, and leave. I don't care if that's as big as the role is. He should have been there.
Okay. Tim.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
That Sergeant Slaughter should actually
I knew what the question was. That was facetiousness.
So answer the question.
That was time wasting. Answer.
Yeah, that was kind of my answer. It was like, what the hell are you smoking trying to like get me to not buy that?
Okay, Mace.
Please, you're asking a geek that they want to see Sergeant Slaughter in the G.I. Joe movie. That would be a fuck yes, here's my money. It would have been so much better than Bruce Willis.
He's such a pop.
Like Omega said, Sergeant Slaughter is the only living G.I. Joe character. Have him show up, call The Rock a maggot, and leave. That would be enough, and I would have actually have bought a movie ticket to see it in the theaters rather than grabbing it the way I usually do. Sergeant Slaughter cameo is worth it. Even if it's a post-credits thing where he just walks up and punches The Rock in the face. I don't care.
Okay, so what's next, Tim?
Well, let's do it. I think that we should actually do the great debate.
Good thing you're paying attention. Anyway, here we go.
I'm paying attention.
Sort of.
Shut up.
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE hardcore champion of all time.
Well, as you see, Spike Dudley staggering around, and then out of nowhere, look at this, Hurricane comes flying in. He really can't fly.
It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a plane.
It was Hurricane.
It was Hurricane.
And he's our new hardcore champion here in the WWF.
Quick, to the horse cycle.
and how.
No! Oh, wait a minute! What? Oh, Marty Molly! I don't believe it. Marty Molly has just defeated...
She hit the Hurricane with a frying pan!
I thought she was a sidekick.
Look, I'm the hardcore champion! I'm a winner, baby! Yeah! What the? What are you
doing? Hey, wait a minute! There's Maven! Maven rolling on Christian! I think Maven's regained the hardcore title! And now he's taking Christian's cap!
Now step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
This week on The Great Debate, it is the matchup between Tommy Dreamer and Raven. Omega.
Let's see. The man of a million house show wins, or... I'm giving it to Dreamer here. Because something in my head, for me, sees that as a bigger accolade than winning the WWE CW championship. Because that was still the spirit of ECW in that belt at the time. It was an appropriate belt for Tommy to have. And it didn't feel unnatural the way the new ECW championship did. No, it just felt better with him.
Mace.
I'm going to shock the shit out of everybody and go with Dreamer. Pretty much Omega nailed it. Pretty much Omega nailed it. It just felt more fitting for Tommy Dreamer to have that belt. Plus, the man had the balls to put a New York license plate on it.
I love that.
No wonder Spring has not come to North America yet.
It's one of those things where it just seemed more fitting. Like, Raven, yeah, okay, he did the whole hardcore thing, but it was just a crux for the guy to sort of stay in the company more than anything and draw a paycheck. With Dreamer, you believe that this was something he cherished, that he wanted to keep, that he wanted to make into a legitimate part of the business. So... yeah, only because Tommy Dreamer made the hardcore title believable that I'm picking him over Raven.
Tim.
There's absolutely nothing I can say that hasn't been said. Tommy Dreamer.
Molly Holly versus Crash Holly. Tim.
Oh, god damn it.
Go ahead, Tim.
You had to go to me first, you bastard.
Because you didn't have anything to say last time, so everything was said, so now I'm giving you first chance to actually say something.
Oh, you're really going to hate me because I got nothing to say this time either. I'm giving it to Molly Holly just because of the way she won the title.
Okay, Omega.
I'm giving it to Crash Holly because, yes, Molly Holly has the single most entertaining championship win ever.
Uh-huh.
That said, Crash was... that was a moment. Crash was always entertaining and hilarious with that belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take out, even if none of those moments were as funny, he still entertained me a lot more than Molly did.
Mace, it's all on you.
It's gonna be Crash Holly.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, as Omega said, he was entertaining. He took what was originally a joke from Mick Foley and turned it into one of the most competed for championships in that company's history. He instigated the 24/7 rule. He was a guy who not only would do slapstick comedy to get the belt or have himself lose it, he was one of the guys who would compete the hardest for it. He was the epitome of the underdog in everything that he did with that belt. And he was the guy who literally built that division.
Okay.
Would you like me to change my answer?
No.
Good, because I wasn't going to. How many women held the damn title?
Two or three.
There you go.
I think Godfather's Ho held it. And Terry Reynolds held it.
Who did Godfather's hoe turn out to be?
I don't know. I don't think it was Victoria at that point. I think it was just random Godfather hoe.
Random moneymaker, okay.
Yeah, so we're down to the final four.
Finally?
Final four next week, and then we have to create a new one for the week after.
Yeah, can we call it the finally four instead of the final four
this one's been quick.
Great debates?
This one's been really quick. Mankind versus Shane McMahon and Tommy Dreamer versus Crash Holly next week on The Great Debate.
Oh my god.
To wrap it up, we will crown the winner who is the greatest hardcore champion next week right here on the show.
Oh, I might have to be away next week. So does Omega and Tim.
Yeah.
Why? So you cannot pick it?
You know, he'll just make us pick it when we do show up.
Yeah.
And he'll drag it out even longer. Yeah.
So no matter when you show up, you gotta pick it.
You know, it's a Vulcan holiday, so all three of us have to go.
Mm-hmm. Live long and fuck you.
As Tim chokes, quick hits.
Spring cold, suck, kids.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Okay, wait, Rock, before you say one word, I just have to really quickly say something here. Spook, in the chat room, I told you Saturday night, the show starts at 8 o'clock p.m. local time Sunday nights, for crying out loud. Okay, go ahead.
Bring Legos, anyway.
Yeah, and bring Legos on Saturday.
Mace, if you owned a restaurant, what would you call it and why?
If I owned a restaurant, what would I call it and why? Believe it or not, I've actually been in the restaurant game once upon a time, and it failed fucking miserably. it caused my stepfather to go into bankruptcy for 7 years.
Oh, was it Australian Chinese food called Holy Fuck?
No. It was a it was a KFC like chicken restaurant in a really, really bad location.
Well, that's not what you want. Bad locations.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, note to anybody who ever wants to open up their own restaurant or fast food place, make sure you have parking.
That's,
or at least a drive-thru.
That's key.
Yeah, pretty much. And when we had sweet fuck all parking, that's what stopped us from making money.
Anyway.
As for what
somebody
I
called Gordon Ramsay.
No, you don't want to, because he'll say everything so raw and make a meme out of it. I don't know what I would call it, but I'd make everybody dress as a Swedish chef. I don't know why, but I'd like to have a kitchen full of like people with a Swedish chef, and it would all be performance based.
And they all have to go work.
Yes, they have to do the full performance as a chef.
I knew it. You are such a nerd.
But come on, like, people wouldn't want to go and see that.
Are you kidding? I would. Okay, shut up and take my money. I want a cheeseburger from the Swedish chef.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn straight. And I just see it. The waitress comes over dressed like the Swedish chef and says, work. Yeah, I want cheese on that.
We could have hamburgers. And they do it right in front of you. You have the grill in front of you, and they make the hamburger, and then they do a little performance.
And pretend to
play. It'd be like a, like the teppanyaki restaurant. But yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a name for it. If anybody out there can think of a name, please feel free to send it.
And if Omega heard
Bork the Bork the Burgers.
Bork the Bork the Burgers.
So.
Bork the Bork the Burgers. Yeah, Bork the Burger. That worked. You giggled. I heard it.
So, Tim question.
Tim. Who is the most underrated big man in wrestling today?
Who's the most underrated big man in wrestling today?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that doesn't get enough accolades for what he does for his size.
The Great Khali?
No, that was my answer. Very generic.
No, I want an actual answer.
No! No, the most underrated big wrestler. How well known does this guy have to be?
It doesn't matter at this point, Tim, because you're going to pick the 7-foot guy who is your security, aren't you?
Yeah, Puppy.
You're going to pick Puppy?
He's like 7. He's taller than Big Show, dude. And he's just a security guard for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Tim Stein's personal security.
Tim Stein's black shirt posse.
Tim Stein's black shirt posse.
That's what you coined.
That's what? I can't remember. Anyway.
I do.
As we wait to get Omega back on the show, Mace, what character from American Pie do you most relate to and why?
Oh god, you're actually having to make remember American Pie.
What's his name that just wound up with Stifler's mom? I just see that as you. I don't know why.
Oh, that dude? That dude?
I can't remember. I don't even remember the characters. Like, I watched American Pie 1 when it came out, and that was it. And even that was, like, when it came out on video.
By the way, Tim, that dude you talk about, Finch, he had a one-night stand go wrong where a female pulled out a knife on him and chased him out of his house.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's in the news. Yeah, we talked about it last night. Yeah.
I missed it. When did this happen?
Happened during the week last week. The dude, it was a one-night stand go wrong, and a crazy girl pulled out a knife and chased him out of the house. He called the cops, and she trapped herself inside the house.
So did he go back to Stifler's mom, or what?
That was not in the report.
Oh. Because, you know, it would be understandable. He learned his lesson, right?
So have we bought enough time for you, Mace, to figure one out?
Not really, because I still don't remember any of them.
Go Google it.
I'm sitting on IMDb right now, and I'm looking at the cast list going, I don't remember a single fucking thing from that movie.
Mace, just
besides
say
he masturbated into a pie.
Mace, just say the jock.
No.
Okay, fine, don't.
This is the thing. I don't know the characters, so how can I answer if I can't remember the characters?
I can't remember
the characters, I can't remember the story, I can't remember anything except for the one fucking moment, which was the reason everybody watched that fucking film in the first place. And no, I will not go rewatch it for next week. So, guess what? This one failed.
I gave you the safest answer possible.
Don't say his name,
don't try to figure it out. The jock.
No. Because I'm going to answer this truthfully, and the truth is, I can't fucking remember, so I can't answer. Joke failed.
The hell with answering it truthfully? That's not funny. Do over. Do over.
Do over, then think of a new movie for him to come. We'll come back to him in a minute.
Okay, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Same question. Don't lie to me.
Haven't seen it.
Don't lie to me.
Haven't seen it.
Okay, Clerks.
Oh, now we're talking.
There you go.
We'll give your pick.
Okay, here's your choice. Clerks or Clerks 2?
It's the same fucking thing, really.
No.
Honestly, if you're going to go with Clerks, I'm Randall. I'm Randall. I'm fucking lazy.
There you go.
And I'd stand around all day talking about Transformers and calling people who watch Lord of the Rings a bunch of pussies.
There you go, Rock. Done.
Omega, who is your favorite European wrestler?
Favorite European?
Yes, they're in Europe tomorrow, so who's your favorite European wrestler?
Antonio Banderas.
William Regal.
Why?
Dude's kind of awesome. Do I really need to explain?
Because he's a man. He's a manly man. He's a real man. I win. I made you laugh. Score.
Anyway, okay. so that brings us back to Tim. If WTR was a deck of cards, who would be what card and why?
Oh my god.
So go through their list and who would be what card and why?
Well, I'd be the king because, you know, WTR is my network. I started it. Rock, you'd be the ace, which is as close to a deck of cards gets to having an ass.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Lindsay's the queen. That's a toss-up between Mace Omega and Spug as to who's the Joker.
Oh, come on!
I will give it to Omega.
But that's not a real card in the, you know, it's not a real card.
Shut up.
Shut up. It's a real card in the 54 deck. You didn't specify. All
right.
Because there are games that use the Joker.
All right, in the 52 deck, card deck.
Oh, too late. No. You can't change it halfway through. Fuck off.
Okay.
You're good. Do not... Just go with it. I don't want to defend him.
Too late. You already did, and I heard you. You thought you got it past me. Ha-ha. All right. So, there you go. What I got, I got to do all 10 face, or non-face cards now.
You got to do everyone on the network, so well, keep going.
Nine cards, actually. Okay.
All right, so Mace is what?
10.
Why?
Because that's the highest one left available.
Okay. Alan.
No. Ask about Spug.
Spug.
9.
Alan Wojcik.
Don't ask about Alan yet.
Scott Barry.
5.
Rob Parks.
7. Because he, like, gets drunk and stoned and stuff.
Mace's stunt double, Matthew Forsina.
Four.
Subway.
4.5.
It's not a card.
I know, but it's Subway.
You could have said, like, a 4 of clubs or something.
Yeah, we'll give him the 3. The hell with it. Forget the suit.
Unfortunately, there's no cards that are called a 420.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. 4 plus 20 is 24, 42. So if you do that, he'd be 6, because 420 shrunk down, that's, you know, your final number 6.
All right, and finally, I think he's the only one left, Alan Wojcik.
2.
Why?
Because it's Alan freaking Wojcik. And he's only, and then there's no number one in the deck.
See, here I thought Subway was going to be like the 4 of clubs because they're blunts.
I get it. No.
See, Omega's actually creative. Anyway.
Yeah, he could have been the 4 of spades for a very similar reason, but different.
Okay, so there you go. I think that's everyone.
By the way, that was a really dumb question. Next.
I have an idea for cards, so that's why I asked it. Anyway.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't, like, specify, like, an Uno deck or something. Or, you know.
That would have been interesting.
Next week on Quick Hits, you got 1 week to prepare. Anyway, with tomorrow being Earth Day, Omega, what is one thing you will do to improve Earth?
I'm going to burn the DVD set I bought today.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
But that puts toxins in the air. That's not really.
But it removes the DVD from existence.
But it's putting toxins in the air.
Worth it. This is a bigger pollutant than the smoke.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now this is where we ask the obvious question: what have you been watching, Omega?
Who here knows of the Ernest P. Worrell movies?
Yes.
Well, he had...
Ernest Goes to Camp and whatnot.
Ernest Goes to Camp, Scared Stupid, Goes to... Yeah, all those.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean, Vern?
We should know, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Vern? Yeah. Your catastrophic inverter?
He had a Saturday morning series.
Why?
13 episodes of the dumbest dreck I have ever bared witness to.
And this is interesting coming from you, considering that you've sat through Sonic Underground.
I've sat through so many awful shows.
Street Fighter cartoon and the Mortal Kombat cartoon.
Yeah, and Laser Tag Academy.
Yep.
And the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters.
Which you can all see on TGOmega.org.
This show's dumber.
We have a new reigning champion for dumb shows.
Dumbest show ever.
I need to come up with like a fake championship belt, a faceplate of a brain with a rail spike going through it.
That would work.
Photoshop, Photoshop and cardboard, my friend.
So there you go. That's Quick Hits, Tim.
And that's the end of the show for tonight. Everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening to another edition of Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Why you keep coming back, we'll never figure it out, but we're thankful you do. Calgary Indie Wrestling Rules, is it now too late to give you a quick shout, or can I give you a call if you're still listening? Of course, let me know. Tomorrow night, everybody, don't forget, it's the Raw Post Show, 30 minutes past the top of the hour after Raw goes off the air. Rock.
Yeah,
so usually about 10 minutes after Raw actually goes off the air.
Depending on the night. Join me and Lindsay Gork to recap everything that happened in London with the return of The Undertaker for the first time in 3 years on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, so about at least half an hour to 45 minutes of Lindsay going, squee!
Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. Yeah,
you may or may not have to be tuned in to hear that.
No, when the moment happens, we will all, like, hear it.
Oh, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna like mute my headset and everything, and I'm just gonna stick
there
my head
in
the window, and I'm gonna be able to hear it.
I sense a great disturbance in the force, as if a pair of ovaries suddenly screamed out and didn't stop.
Because she
and
has,
went,
and,
yeah.
She has Undertaker, Kane, and Dean Ambrose,
and then exploded.
And there you go.
Yeah, and also, hey, Ian in the chat room, Josh is dead. Are you still up and listening? Let me know in the chat room. Tuesday night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with your host, the talk of the toast, the one and only Ellen Wojcik.
Tim Stein's Two of Diamonds, apparently. He will be talking to Nigel McGuinness and the Tokyo Monster Kahegas. 9 p.m. Eastern, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
Woohoo! Yeah, Wednesday night, there's a thing going on that's not called something, but it's called something else.
Do you even know what it's called?
I know what it's called, but it's one of those things where my brain has decided to freeze up and forget that it's called Cheap Heat Radio.
There you
at
go.
At 8:30 Eastern with your host Scott Barry and some other dingbats.
It's Scott Barry and Matthew Forsina at Cheap Heat Radio, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I freaked you up by remembering. And you thought that's called a swerve. Anyway, Thursday night, it's The Rock with Lindsay Ward.
We'll talk all about Impact Wrestling, The Undertaker returning to the ring, and whatever else we can possibly think of. Go back and listen to the archives of interviews we've done with the likes of Joseph Park, Trish Stratus, Frankie Kazarian, and more at rockradioshow.com. Tune in Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Plus, we'll be giving you details on how you can win a copy of the WWE Encyclopedia, the new version, this Thursday night on The Rack. So tune in.
Yeah, Friday. I'm still just really scared of saying whether or not Mace can play video games, because he canceled last week because of the, I don't know, shit happened.
Yeah, certain news events happen that sort of end up being of more importance than, you know, trying to stream a video game when we know nobody's going to watch. So this week I shall be going through Injustice Gods Among Us, as I promised. You know, sit there and watch, you know, DC heroes and villains beat the crap out of each other. It's going to be fun.
So,
come over and watch.
Show the hell up.
Exactly. And if you've got a PS3, add me. My PSN name is Mace Thing, MaseThing. And if you do add me and you got a copy of Injustice, we'll even play online, and that way you can be a part of the show yourself.
No.
I know you don't have one, Tim, because that means actually having to spend money on a gaming console.
Yeah, no, Owen has it, and that is where he is, not where I am, so the answer is no. My kid's got all the gaming consoles, man. It's scary.
You finally bought him the Game Boy?
What do you mean, finally? Oh, my God. He's got everything. I spoil him rotten.
Anyway, continue plugging, Tim.
I forgot where I was. All right, yeah, next Saturday night, of course, it's around midnight or as close as I can play to get to it, a little thing called CB Radio.
Weird, wacky, unusual, it's CB Radio. You should know by now, it's strange, it's unusual. We talk about the newest trends in the world, which apparently this is a new trend called the Condom Challenge. It's where you take a condom, you snort it up your nose, and then pull it out of your mouth and film it for YouTube. They get over...
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
How many are dead by this?
I have lost complete and utter faith in humanity at this point.
And this will make Omega cry because they have over like 500,000 views on each of the videos.
I'm waiting for someone to take the condom and cinnamon challenge while planking.
Plus we talk about Fundaware. If you don't know what that is, go Google Fundaware. It starts in...
Not a hope in hell.
It's from Durex, the condom maker, and it comes when you need an iPhone app for it. And Fundaware, go check it out. You can win a copy of it if you find out how to get it. It's like Durex.Australia on Facebook. So check it out. See if you're at a midnight-ish right here on the Wild Hog Radio Network. Oh, that's Omega there. Google's Fundaware.
There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, pimp some more, Tim. Come on.
Next Sunday night, it's another edition of Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and we'll let you know exactly what happened on Saturday night at Canadian All Pro Wrestling. By the way, provided shit doesn't screw up again, it'll be on the just the JTV feed.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and people who are not in the Calgary area will be able to watch for free. Because we're trying to get as much slows as possible, because you guys were going to have to, like, get in touch with Canadian All-Pro Wrestling head office and say, we want to book a show all the way out here, so you got to come, and then we'll give you all this kind of money guaranteed up front to just show up. And I'll show up if there's money involved.
Always.
Always.
And free food. He wants free food, too.
Yeah, there you go. Woohoo!
Just no pies. He doesn't like pies.
Not on Saturday.
He just doesn't like pies. No.
Anyway, I don't know what you're talking about anymore, but that's it. Get out of here. We're done. Bye.
Wildtalkradio.com.